City Commission Highlights for December 9, 2025, City Commission Meeting. The Brownsville City Commission held a meeting on December 9, 2025, to recognize outgoing City Manager Helen Ramirez for her transformative leadership, while also reviewing the sweeping progress made over the past year and voting on several significant policy decisions, including the dissolution of the city's LGBTQ+ task force. Ramirez, the first female city manager in Brownsville's history, was honored with a proclamation officially naming December 9th as Helen Ramirez Day. In a deeply personal ceremony, she received the city's first-ever ceremonial key, marking the culmination of a six-year tenure that saw Brownsville emerge as a leader in innovation, infrastructure, and inclusive growth. Under her leadership, the city launched its first mobility plan, reimagined downtown development, upgraded employee benefits, and established a strong organizational culture through her signature, One City philosophy. Several commissioners and city staff reflected on Ramirez's ability to unify departments, accelerate economic growth, and position Brownsville as a forward-looking city with regional and national influence. Ramirez expressed gratitude for the opportunity to serve and emphasized that the city's momentum would continue under new leadership. Deputy City Manager Alan Gard delivered a detailed review of the fiscal year 2025 work plan, highlighting completed infrastructure projects, economic wins, and quality of life improvements funded through both local resources and federal grants. Major accomplishments included 77 street projects, expanded recycling, broadband infrastructure upgrades, public Wi-Fi access in parks, a downtown shuttle, and increased public health services. The city also launched workforce initiatives, youth engagement programs, and park improvements, along with investments in public safety technology and AI-driven systems. The commission also previewed its priorities for 2026, including continued work on a new public safety complex, capital projects funded by $150 million in certificates of obligation, and the inaugural Brownsville Birding Festival, scheduled for April. Plans are also underway to expand the zoo, improve downtown alleys, update the city's housing strategy, and create a Brownsville Sports Commission in partnership with professional soccer groups. The commission voted to dissolve the city's LGBTQ+ task force. Officials stated that the move was necessary to avoid losing federal and state funding. In its place, the city will form the new One City Committee, intended to consolidate various community engagement efforts under a broader umbrella. Also on the agenda was a decision to de-annex a 1.5-acre parcel on North Dakota Avenue, allowing the property owner to move forward with a proposed fireworks warehouse, a use not permitted under the city's zoning regulations. While staff acknowledged strategic benefits to keeping the property within city limits, including future airport expansion plans, the commission voted in favor of de-annexation. You can view the full city commission meeting here. https://www.youtube.com/watch v=kv2gr2mgl0